In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Friday, the 18th of November. Good as always to have you with us, everybody. Here are a couple of phrases with which to begin the end of this week. Janet Yellen, inflation, Donald Trump, $1 trillion, and economic nationalism. Quite the setup for 5 minutes of live radio, huh? Who better to do that with than Felix Salmon? He's from Fusion, and Lynette Lopez from Business Insider. They are in our studios in New York, not far, as it happens, from Trump Tower. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Felix. Let me start with you, just because it was the first time we had heard from her since the election. Janet Yellen yesterday on the Hill said, economy's fine, but we're banking on some inflation because y'all, congresspeople, are going to spend a bunch of money, right? About what's to be expected.
Yeah, people are really expecting that Donald Trump is going to do this fiscal stimulus infrastructure spending thing, and that that's going to be so stimulative that we're going to get inflation. I'll believe it when I see it, but I'll be quite happy because inflation is this thing that hasn't really reared its head in the Western world for the past decade or so, and so it'd be awesome if we got some.
Lynette, yeah, any doubt this is coming? Yeah, go ahead.
I have no doubt that the infrastructure spending is coming, but I have doubts as to how productive it will be and how much of a how much it'll move the needle in terms of economic growth
or inflation.
Real quickly, why do you doubt?
Because I think we're going to get that to that in your second quote that you said, but when you spend money on infrastructure, for it to be really productive, or for it to be really good for the economy, it has to be productive. It has to give us things that we needed. And from the sounds of it, we're not really going to get that from a Trump administration.
So speaking of what we're going to get from a Trump administration, there was an article. There was an article in the Hollywood Reporter today by Michael Wolff about Stephen Bannon, Donald Trump's right-hand strategist and the guy who got him elected, basically. And Bannon offers this quote. It's long. I'm going to read it to you, and then I want to discuss it. Quote, I'm the guy pushing a trillion-dollar infrastructure plan with negative interest rates throughout the world. It's the greatest opportunity to rebuild everything. Shipyards, ironworks, get them all jacked up. We are just going to throw it up against the wall and see if it sticks. Lynette, discuss. There's a whole lot in there.
This is exactly what I was talking about. If you're going to start throwing things against a wall and see what sticks, you're going to have a disaster of an economic plan because you really need to target things that are going to help the economy become more efficient and get paid for by the American people. They need to be worth their while. And when you don't have that, you have what we have in China: ghost cities, bridges to nowhere, roads that lead
or
to
Japan.
Nothing. Or Japan.
And we've seen this. And like the first half of that quote makes, you know, could have been Larry Summers. We have negative interest rates around the world.
We need to be spending money.
The second half of that quote is horrific. The second quote, half of that quote is basically, make America 19th century Liverpool again.
No, it's a disaster.
And you're like, shipyards? What?
No, shipping has been on the decline since trade has been in decline for the last 5 years. I mean, people are taking apart ships because no one's using them. So building shipyards would actually be ridiculous because there's no demand for them.
All right,
we have to be more precise here.
Let me give you the second half of the quote then, because this is a much more philosophical part of what he said. Quote, it will be as exciting as the 1930s, greater than the Reagan Revolution, conservatives plus populists in an economic nationalist movement. Felix, what do you suppose that means?
When he's talking about the 1930s as some era of greatness, that sends shivers down my spine. Steve Bannon, of course, comes from the alt-right,
mm-hmm,
Breitbart News side of things,
which is white
Michael
nationalism
Wolff
and
is,
all of that. I mean, alt-right is white.
Michael Wolff is painting him as like the spider at the center of the web, this little Karl Rove figure in the center of the White House. And, you know, I mean, honestly, I know that this is marketplace and we're meant to be talking about the economy and that kind
of
thing.
No, but that's what this
My real fears here are much bigger than a bad economy. It could be so much worse than that.
Yeah, and, remember that this infrastructure spending is supposed to be coupled with massive tax cuts for the wealthy. So we're just going to blow a humongous hole in our balance sheet here in the United States. And another reason why this isn't like the 1930s is we are not in the throes of a deep depression. So everything that the government does has to be more precise than what FDR, who, by the way, was a Democrat, relax, Bannon, it has to be more precise than what we were doing then, because for things to matter, to have an impact, they really have to be the things that we need.
Okay, so with this piece and with the stimulus program that everybody, including all three of us, believe is coming, and that Janet Yellen believes it coming, and the market believes is coming, is this already, Felix, Donald Trump's economy?
Well, I don't necessarily believe that it's coming because it's going to have to get past a Republican Congress. We don't know how...
Tea partiers who don't like to spend money, traditionally.
How good they're going to be.
All right, okay.
And as I say, Obama came into power promising lots of stimulus mm-hmm. and it all had to get dialed back when he ran into the realities of Washington. It is possible, believe it or not, that Donald Trump is going to find himself in the executive and not really able to pass laws.
Lynette, last word goes to you. What do you think, stimulus or no?
I mean, I think it'll actually happen. I just hope to God that they do it right, but it sounds like they're going to do it wrong because none of these people know what they're talking about.
Lynette Lopez at Business Insider. Felix Salmon is at Fusion. They're both in our studios in New York. Thanks, you two. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Guy.
Bye.